The United Parcel Service and the Teamsters Union have reached a tentative contract agreement that would give workers a 25% increase in pay and benefits over the next 6 years. Teamsters President James P. Hoffa is calling it the richest contract in UPS history. The union's current contract was due to expire in August, and UPS wanted to avoid another costly strike like the one that occurred in 1997 when the company lost $750 million. Joining us now from Princeton University is economics professor Henry Farber. Professor Farber, how significant is this contract, especially given that it was reached at a time when labor is really struggling?
Well, I think it reflects the realities of the industry that UPS is in. It's a highly competitive industry, and both sides wanted to avoid a costly strike this year.
What was their concern about a strike? Because frequently now, I think there's an assumption that, in fact, a strike is not a particularly effective strategy for a union.
Well, in this particular case, which is a service-oriented organization, UPS has competition that is eager to take market share, so that in a strike, if other companies will ship the goods and do a good job, it may be that after the strike, the UPS customers will not return.
Now, this deal was announced a couple of weeks before the contract had even expired. Isn't that unusual in contract negotiations? They usually go down to the last moment.
Yes, they often go to the last moment. But the fact that this was settled well in advance of the deadline reflects the interest that both sides had in averting a strike. Because when you negotiate right up to the deadline, there's a lot of uncertainty. And indeed, in this particular industry, UPS's customers need to begin to make alternative arrangements. And they can do that in advance of the strike deadline if they're concerned. So they wanted to allay the fears of customers that there might be a strike.
How advantageous is it for either side to be in a contract which is so long, a six-year contract? Isn't that unusual?
That is somewhat unusual. That the length of the contract was the thing that I noted first. But in this particular case, both sides put a high value on avoiding labor disputes, avoiding strikes, and avoiding the likelihood of a strike, so that a long contract means a kind of stability that both sides value quite a lot. The danger is mainly for the workers, in my opinion. Inflation is quite low. This contract calls for wage increases slightly in excess of inflation. It's hard to imagine that inflation is going to fall much further. And what could happen is, as the economy heats up, if there's a resurgence of inflation, the workers are going to find themselves potentially in a long-run contract that doesn't adequately protect them.
What other industries might have the same kind of interests?
Well, I think in a service-oriented industry that's highly competitive with good substitutes, like airlines, for example, would be an example. There's a case where if your airline is on strike for any length of time, other airlines will try and fill in, and you know, there are loyal customers who have frequent flyer miles and so forth and so on. In an industry like that, you could see similar pressures. And that's a more complicated labor relations scenario because there's many unions in the airline industry. There's the mechanics, the pilots, the flight attendants, and so forth.
In this case, the union is clearly seeing this as a victory, and Union President James P. Hoffa is saying that it will set the tone for collective bargaining in the future in other unions.
Well, I think we need to wait and see on that. I think that it's in Mr. Hoffa's interest to make that claim, but frankly, I wouldn't expect big effects elsewhere.
Okay, thanks very much, Professor.
Okay, thank you.
Henry Farber is a professor of economics at Princeton University.